It's KRCB's California Update. I'm Mark Prell. The fate of California's high-speed rail project now lies with a few skeptical Democratic senators. As Ben Adler reports from Sacramento, the Assembly approved more than $4.5 billion in state bonds for it Thursday, and a Senate vote is expected today.
The Assembly vote went along party lines, but Senate leader Daryl Steinberg knows he'll have to convince a handful of Democrats who question the project's route, cost, and ridership estimates.
This is a very tight and tough vote.
The California High-Speed Rail Authority originally asked for $2.7 billion to build the project's first phase in the Central Valley. But the package put forth by Democratic legislative leaders also includes billions more for regional rail projects in northern and southern California. High-Speed Rail Board Chair Dan Richard says the goal is
to move away from this notion of kind of a slick train and really look at building a modern 21st century rail system for California.
Richard says the project would effectively die without legislative approval this week. At the state capitol, I'm Ben Adler.
Conditions in California are ripe for a very active fire season after an unusually dry winter. Cal Fire's Daniel Berlant says the fire season just got underway in May, and they've already had more than 2,500 wildfires.
The number of fires has definitely increased significantly. Last year, the same time period, we only saw about 1,500 fires, so about 1,000 more fires this year than last year.
Berlant says so far they've seen smaller wildfires that are easier to control. Even so, about 15,000 acres have burned statewide. He expects conditions to dry even more in the summer months, which will increase the likelihood of larger fires. Berlant says 94% of wildfires are caused by humans. Find these and other stories on our newly redesigned news page. Find that at krcb.org/news. That's KRCB's California Update. I'm Mark Prell.